Okay, good evening, everybody. We're going to get started. So why don't we do the first thing in order and do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just give me a few moments. All right, thank you for the allowance of the brief pause. As far as roll call is concerned, all members are present. And who?
Judith
is from Comprehensive Planning, so she can answer any question you want about planning. So welcome to the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board meeting. The items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to any item at any time. No action will be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversation outside of the room. This meeting is being recorded, and whether you believe it or not, I can hear if two people are talking in the back. So if you'd be so kind, if you do need to have this discussion, please take it outside of the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist, will accommodate persons with physical disabilities and may be available. And I don't believe those requests are made for this evening. All right. Okay. Excuse me. So public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken at this time. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. However, if you're going to leave early, you may address the board now. All right, let's see. Oh, 3 minutes, that's going to be key. You're limited to 3 minutes, and if you wouldn't mind, there's no podium, but if you could come up to this general area and just address the board, that would be greatly appreciated. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board majority vote. All right. Looking at the minutes, is there any comments or feedback on the agenda? Or not the agenda, the minutes of last meeting? Hearing, seeing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes? Motion has been made. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion carries. All right, so the approval of the agenda for this evening, there's four items. Any comment as to whether we should take things out of order or just accept the agenda as is?
Move to accept the agenda.
All right, motion. Is there, if there's no further discussion, is there, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, great. Motion carries. Informational items. Mr.
Nothing
Shannon.
This evening, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. All right, why don't we just get started? Item one, is there a speaker for item one? All right. So I'll read this into the record. If you want to set up there, you can, and Mike will help you. So TM-25-500057-SD North Parcels LLC is about the tentative map consisting of a lot industrial subdivision of 19.41 acres in an IP or an industrial park zone in the airport environs, AE-60, generally located on the south side of Patrick Lane, 200 feet east of Tenaya Way, within Spring Valley. So if you wouldn't mind, just state your name and your address, and you got the floor.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Patricia Tecano, 3203 East Warm Springs Road, here on behalf of our client. This tentative map application is for a one-lot industrial subdivision. It is currently coming in at back end as this project is currently under construction. With that being said, we concur with staff's recommendation.
Okay. At this time, I'll open it up for any public comment. You have 3 minutes to address the board. And because this is being recorded, and what I want to try to do is control the traffic and have one person speak at a time. So I'll be doing that throughout the evening with all the items. I don't see anybody really anxious to speak on this item, so I'm going to go ahead and bring it to the board. Any questions or comments from any member of the board on item one? Seeing none, I'm open for a motion. Okay, I'm going to propose. Carol, why don't you go ahead?
Approve the motion on item one.
With staff conditions.
With staff conditions.
All right, thank you, Carol. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you. All right, is there a presenter for item two? Okay. Let me read this into the record while you guys get set up. It's DR-25-0214, County of Clark Park and Community Services. I'm sorry?
Telling you, you have to use the projector.
I think our boards are too big for this.
You work for her, the West Lady.
They're even bigger than
that. Oh, he's, Mike's real good at that.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah.
That way everybody can see it.
Yeah. So this is a design review for a park expansion with an ancillary amenities, softball fields, and structures on 65.73 acres in a public facility zone, generally located on the east side of Cimarron Road and the north and south sides of El Dorado Lane within Spring Valley. Stand like that?
I don't know. We're going to get the height.
Okay, if you state your name and address.
Carol Davies, I'm a Salem Architects, 17 Bedford, West of Horizon Ridge Parkway,
Could you hold the mic and actually talk through the mic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you
Oh, no, you're fine. As long as our secretary has that.
I got your name.
You're good.
Fine.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'm here today to talk about the James Regional Sports Complex, the park, and phase two, softball complex. So this is an overall, just to kind of orient you. Portion, and tonight we'll be talking about this area right here, which is the softball 42.5 acres, it's approximately 66 acre site. There's going to be eight softball fields, seven standard, one championship field. Each of the ball fields will have fencing, covered bleachers, dugouts, bullpens, scoreboards, and LED sports lighting. The championship field over here. This will also have some stadium seating. And we're in a committee.
I'm in a meeting.
Did you want to take that outside?
There'll be former areas throughout the site, enough for eight separate teams. There's going to be a plaza, a group plaza for group meetings, as well as a large restroom with five stalls, two sinks on each side. A public building on this side over here, mainly for like umpire meetings, some locker rooms. And there'll be a covered area over here with some seating underneath. Over here is a 5 to 12 year old playground, and right next to it is a shaded tree-lined turf area for spectators. Over here, so we were looking at it upside down. Over here is the smaller restroom, and that will have three stalls and one sink on each side. And throughout the whole complex, we'll have a minimum 10-foot wide concrete sidewalks and walkways, pathways with security and lighting, LED lighting. Over here we have a fenced equipment yard. And then we have approximately 300 parking spaces. Within those parking spaces, we're going to have a dedicated drop-off pickup areas right there. And right here, I forgot about this. We actually have a place for vendors and food trucks. So people can actually get their food right here, over here into the shaded areas to meet. Over here we have a pedestrian signal crossing, the Rossing Road. And then the whole site has been integrated with the existing 5 kilometer right-to-use pedestrian path as well. And we think this is going to be absolutely incredible positive amenity to the community.
Oh, why don't you hold up on that? So you're done with your presentation? Okay. So this is a time where I'm going to bring it out to the public for comments. 3 minutes. If you do have comments, please address the board. And if you have questions, we'll write them down. And then when we're done gathering all the input, then we will try, or actually we will, relay the questions or in our questioning of the applicant to get the answers that you're seeking. So at this time, is there anybody that would like to speak on that item? Why don't you come on up?
My name is Catherine Dodgers, address 7175 Summer Grove Avenue. I want to find out as to how much of an impact this softball complex affect the traffic on Robindale. Is that the...
Okay, don't answer. We will ask. So if you would address us, we'd appreciate
it. Yeah. I want to find out what kind of traffic would it have on the main road. I believe the main road is Robindale. They're going into the complex. Have they done any traffic study?
We'll ask.
And how bad is it? Because I drove up and down Robindale every day, taking my granddaughter to preschool. I don't live close there, but my son is, so that's why I'm interested in so far as
okay.
The traffic.
All right, thank you. And anything else besides the traffic?
No, I think it's a very nice, you know.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments? All right. Seeing none, we'll follow up with, oh, go ahead.
I just want to make sure that the applicant is aware that there is an added condition from Public Works. It states that you need to, the applicant needs to coordinate with Public Works Development Review on the commercial driveways to the sport complex, and that was a condition added by management.
All right, so could, for the record, because it's being recorded.
Yes, we're aware of that.
All right, thank you very much, appreciate it. So regarding the traffic, has a traffic study been done, or any guesses on the traffic?
No, the traffic study has not been done, and we have.
Okay, so.
I did want to point out, this is Robindale, the entrances are actually off of Warmont, and El Dorado.
Okay, so I would like. I would like planning to address the topic of traffic studies. In other words, a traffic study has not been done, but at some point in the future, a traffic study will be done. And how is that traffic studies usually handled from a procedural perspective?
So traffic studies are typically done after the entitlements are obtained, and that all the technical studies are done afterwards.
Okay. And then a permit will not be issued if the traffic study has some issues that need to be resolved. Is that correct?
I couldn't speak on that.
Okay.
I am not part of Public Works.
Okay. So in answer to your question, nothing's been done yet. A traffic study is impending. Okay. Seeing no further public input, let's bring it back to the board. Any comments? Carol.
Yes. You indicated that the fire department is on Robindale. Okay. You since that you said it was the main entrance as well?
No, the main entrance is up here.
Right, but I mean it goes down to Robindale?
Yes, the street goes down to Robindale and it stops.
Okay. Are you putting in the flashing lights at the fire department where they have their own emergency signal? Is that in?
They're already there.
Oh, okay. And the fire department has no issue with the additional traffic or anything? Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I think it's an overall a great plan. I would love to hear, though, what, if anything, is being done with the raising temperature, shall we say, about the issue of heat islands. Are there canopies over walkways, over seating areas, parking areas, not necessarily covered parking, but essentially akin to what's in many of the parks over playgrounds, et cetera, to help mitigate heat island?
Yes. Yes, we will have shade over the group areas, the meeting areas, the seating areas, playground. We'll make sure this is tree lined, and we've got shade structures there. All the bleachers in the stadium seating are covered, and then we put in trees also in the parking lot area to provide shading.
What kind of trees? Because, you know, you can look at parking lots all over town, and they've got nice little twigs sticking up their feet. They don't shade anything. Are there canopy trees? Have you considered shade structures over sidewalks, that sort of thing? Do you think maybe you should? I ask in the context, as you know, we have our sheriff is lobbying for more controls over traffic issues because of 130 people killed in traffic last year, which is, I'm glad he is. Something approaching four times that much killed by heat island, but according to our coroner. So I just hope we're taking that into consideration.
Definitely, as we progress with this, take that into consideration as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Matt or Dr. Wana, any questions? Matt?
So will this be primarily youth sports or adult or a mixed? The leagues that are going to be utilizing this facility?
It's for all ages.
Okay. Is it going to be recreational, or will it be a combination of that, or private teams? I mean, this is a Clark County property, right? Parks and Rec property, right?
Yes.
So your public recreation programs will be, do you also have non-recreational league traveling teams, I guess, what I call where I'm from, but.
Right, it'll be rentable as well.
Okay. So, and I know what was concerned about traffic. Games are not usually going to be, this facility won't be utilized during the same time as the school is operating, or during the period of opening, closing school time, so if you.
Ken Dowd with Clark County Real Property Management. We're not into that programming aspect yet. I imagine it's going to operate like Desert Diamonds as far as a championship and tournament field. So if there's stuff on a Friday, maybe it coincides, but I'm not going to sit here and say no because we don't program it. We're not in charge of that. But I imagine, I know the school's interested in hosting tournaments there in the future. They've reached out to people at the counties, but is there going to be conflict? I can't foresee that.
Okay. Is it possible with having this high school there, there's already dealing with heavy traffic. That's only during a small period,
yeah,
during the morning and afternoon. So obviously this facility could handle the heavy traffic. There's only a few incidents I could see where it could, like, if you've got games on the same day of the football team's hosting there, that's going to be a little heavy. I mean, it's, and I know it's only during small periods of the day, it's not a long term. So, okay.
Anything else, Matt?
No.
Yeah, so, Dr. Wanna? Okay. So, I got a lot. In terms of the operations, you don't know yet, so I understand that. Is the intent to play or have the leagues go into the evening?
I imagine so. There's sports lighting.
Yeah. All right. So you'll have the lighting there. So that'll probably be something that may or may not come up. Now, is the area going to be
at 4 o'clock in the winter?
Okay. So is the facility going to be managed in the sense that is there going to be one control access for people to come through the gates?
What gates?
No gates, right? So it's not going to be managed, so it's not totally secure from the standpoint of people hopping the fence or coming through other areas, right?
There's no permanent fencing.
Okay. And then my guess would be that the field would be available if, like, we have a lot of out-of-town leagues and tournaments that come to town.
Well, programming.
I understand. So
maybe I can help with that.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
This park has been planned for
understand.
Many years.
Understand.
It's 278 acres, something like that total. When all the research was done 15 years ago, the number one group that had to travel more than any other sports, meaning the football players, baseball players, basketball, was girls' softball.
Right.
That in order for girls to compete, they had to leave town all the time. We just didn't have a facility. That was the impetus to building something like this. So the young ladies here, number one, had a great facility to be at, but they didn't have to travel every weekend just to get to play softball.
Okay.
And we anticipate this is going to be a fabulous facility.
Oh, most assuredly.
People from around the West, they're going to want to come here.
Yes. Yeah.
It's going to be a boost to our economy.
Yeah.
This is going to be terrific.
Yeah. So I get all that. I really appreciate the background.
Yeah.
So I'll just ask another question based on what Mr. Getter answered earlier. Do you plan to have, like, cooling systems or misting systems by any chance?
So one stipulation that this is a SNPMA-driven.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
SNPMA.
Could you stand up and speak layman's term?
Ken Ballard.
Ken Ballard.
Okay. And speak in layman's term. I am totally clueless.
So SNPMA is the Southern Nevada Land Public Management Act, meaning that's how this project was being funded. In order to get that grant funding, we put in a request, and the request did not stipulate misting systems or things of that nature. So at this point, no, those are not part of the project.
Okay. I only mention that because of the latest issues of cooling, et cetera. That's something maybe, that's not going to stop the project for me. I'm just bringing these things up because based on what Mr. Shannon said, this is going to be a very, very popular site. And as such, the attraction may be a little more than you anticipate, and so I'm just raising that issue, but it's not anything for me to do that. So I understand that the operations, everything isn't going to be in the later stages, but believe me, I come from another state, not to be mentioned, where softball goes almost to 11 o'clock at night, starting at 3 o'clock in the evening. It's a little bit different here because I don't think anybody's going to be playing softball at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here. But it's going to be evening, and they're going to take advantage of that. So I just mentioned that just as an FYI. All right, if there's no further questions or comments, I'm open to entertain a motion.
I would move to approve with staff conditions.
Okay, so there's a motion on the floor to approve with staff conditions. Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Yeah. Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. All right, good luck. All right, item three. Okay, there he is. All right, let me read this into the record here. DR-25-0233, Sam's Real Estate Business Trust, design review for a proposed restaurant with a drive-through on 7.51-acre portion of a 64.23-acre site in conjunction with an existing shopping center in a commercial general zone, generally located on the south side of Rainbow Boulevard, 590 feet west of Spring Mountain Road within Spring Valley. Mr. Celeste.
Thank you. Good evening.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Give me a point of order. I'm not quite
sure.
there are a number of errors in the staff write-up on this item. For example, the part about being on the south side of Buffalo, which I think would put it in Arden. So I would ask the presentation, please include numbers of documents, exactly what you're talking about and so on, because my feeling is that we're likely to approve overall. I don't know, but that's my guess. But it's not going to be as staff presented. It's going to be needed to be considered as presented. So please help us out with the much details you need.
Yes, of course.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Getter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, my name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant and developer. As you can see from the aerial, the site is highlighted here in yellow. We are on the west side of Rainbow, south side of Spring Mountain. This is a parcel as part of an overall larger commercial shopping center, probably most notably noted by the anchor tenant of Walmart and Walmart gas station and Sam's Club that are all in this area, along with many other tenants that are in the inline retail space. This is an existing building today that is closed. We're going to graze the site and then put a new use on it. It will be a quick service restaurant. You can see right here more kind of zoomed in of the overall shopping center. Probably a little bit hard to see, but we're right here again, fronting Spring Mountains, hatched out right here. This is the existing building. You can see the building currently runs mostly parallel with Spring Mountain. Our new design of the building will be more perpendicular. You can see here as we really zoom in, one of the entries right here from Spring Mountain. Here is going to be the new footprint of the building. It is about 3,300 square feet. It is a, like I said, a quick service restaurant with a drive-through. We'll have a double entry coming in here that will also flow back out. So we'll be entering on the north side of the building, wrapping around the west and then exiting to the south here. We do have two design reviews. One is with respect to the 3,300 square feet we have. The second is kind of an alternative design review to allow our drive-through configuration to be between the building and the right-of-way here. All drive-throughs in a counterclockwise motion in here. So really the best way to accommodate it is the way we've shown it here. See our elevations. Located here. Here's a landscape plan. We do meet all the landscaping required on the site, including parking lot landscaping, shade requirements, things of that nature. See our building design, we incorporated all the sustainability factors located in this, along with awnings and various shade structures and our glazing of our glass and cool roof systems. So with that, we agree with all the conditions of approval, and we appreciate staff's recommendation. That we're happy to answer any questions.
All right, thank you. So at this time, I'd like to put it out to the public for comment. Is there anybody that would like to make a comment? Okay, I don't see any. Excuse me. Okay, so I don't see anybody out in the public. Let's bring it to the board. Carol, why don't you go ahead?
I just wanted to disclose that I am one of the people that could be affected by this because this is not in my backyard. So at this point, I do not feel like I need to abstain from voting. However, if with the other discussion, if there's anything, I will go ahead and acknowledge that and abstain.
All right, so since you're on a roll, do you got any questions or comments?
No, that's good.
Okay.
All
right. Any other questions or comments from other members of the board? Matt, do you want to go?
Sure. Okay. Is this a new build you're building from ground up? You're not taking over a previous?
So correct. There is an existing building on it. It's going to be grazed, leveled, and then a new building will be built. It'll be 3,300 square foot building. You can see. Today the building is basically kind of runs perpendicular to Spring Mountain. We are going to graze that, build a new building that will run more kind of perpendicular long ways. So, but it is going to be a brand new building. The old building will be.
Well, what was the old building's business used to be here?
So it's right next to the Shoe Palace. This one is. Bunch of inline retail, I think maybe a cellular outfit was in there, a couple of different, Radio Shack, maybe.
It's across from IHOP.
Yes, IHOP. It's
currently going to IHOP and half of these all the way, though. We should be where those are at. I can get a better view.
Yeah, so right here is Petco.
Yes.
This right here was Applebee's. I don't think it's Applebee's.
The Mexican restaurant's close to it.
There's the butcher block or whatever.
All right, hey, let's just talk one at a time, please. Let's just talk one at a time, please. Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure, I can't recall where the Krispy Kreme is, but this is Walmart here. This is Sam's Club. We have the gas station located over here. This is the Shoe Palace. This is Petco.
Bunch
of other.
Okay, now I can see
the
visualize it
better
now. Okay,
thank
you.
Is that it? Yeah. All right, Dr. Wana?
Tony, if you would help me understand, I'm trying to get my head around the staff errors here. Why is this application for the entire shopping center when in fact it's just that one APN that's in question? So I ask only because, for example, Carol gets notice that her house is about 1,000 feet away. And that's because she's on the other side of the shopping center. Help me understand why we're being asked that.
We'll do it. I will also defer to staff as well. But because this is a commercial subdivision with cross-access and cross-parking, that's the biggest thing right there, is probably the cross-access and cross-parking, shared parking throughout it. And when each use comes in, you have to basically justify or show that whatever the use is coming in is not going, the parking for the entire commercial subdivision will still be met. So we actually are adding 5 additional spaces. So there's plenty of parking. Our use does not trigger any parking deficiencies. Our use does not impede any cross-access shared. So that is primarily the reason why, because of the shared nature of the entire center.
I've lived here 19 years and it's always been commercial.
Right.
What would be a good faith estimate of the closest residents to that?
So
500 to 1,000 feet, I would think.
Right, so right here on Spring Mountain and Montessori, you have residential, you have existing office commercial here that then has residential behind it. And then you have on the other side of Rainbow, if I recall, this is the target. So you have residential here. But we're buffered by Rainbow 120.
I'm just talking about from the proposed location.
I have done a survey, so it'd be a guess, but just it's, yeah, it's well over 500 feet, maybe 1,000.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. So the thing we need to clarify in our consideration is really then only the errant location in the county documentation that says you're on the south side of Rainbow and the west side of Spring Mountain. Everything else is accurate, and what's written up matches your proposal.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. That helps me understand what we need.
So I'll be a little more specific. Mr. Getter points out an error in location, so it should be the south side of Spring, Spring Mountain, and the west side of Rainbow. John, are there any other discrepancies that you'd like to point out at this time?
Not if everything else is in agreement. That's what I. That's why I brought it up before we started, so that he'd keep an eye out for that.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And if that's the case, then I'll go ahead and make a motion.
Please do.
Move to approve with the staff conditions and correction that we are approving the location on the south side of Spring Mountain and the west side of Rainbow at 6975 Spring Mountain Road and the appropriate APN.
Yes.
Okay, so there's a motion. If there's no further discussions or questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Celeste. All right. Item four, is there an applicant for item four? Okay, I'm assuming you're the applicant for item four,
yes,
or speaking for the applicant. All right, let me read this into the record. So it's a VS-25-0206-WH Properties LLC. This is a vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Oquendo Road and Ponderosa Way and between Rainbow Boulevard and Rosanna Street within Spring Valley.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the town board. For the record, Chris Thompson, 500 South Rancho, Suite 17. Here this evening representing the applicant. Have kind of a housekeeping issue before the board this evening. The subject easement for vacation is an existing Clark County public drainage easement. That easement previously, it's highlighted in pink, had a improved natural drainage way and a daylighted storm drain in the corner of Rainbow and Fuenda. The applicant has since gone through, had a drainage study approved. He has granted a new public drainage easement, highlighted in green. He has installed storm drain. He's filled in the wash in accordance with the requirements of his drainage study. The improvements have been signed off and have been released by Clark County Public Works. And this, like I said, is a cleanup issue to go ahead and remove that public drainage easement so the site can come forward for development. So with that, I'll conclude my presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right, thank you. Going out to the public, are any comments from anybody, the member of the public? All right, seeing none, bring it back to the board. Any comments or questions from members of the board? Okay, I'm open to entertain a motion.
Move to approve the staff conditions and the corrections made by the presenter.
All right, thank you, Carol, for humoring me. All right, there's a motion.
Was there some corrections?
What did he correct?
There was some corrections.
I was thinking that he said there were some corrections.
No corrections on that.
It's a.
So it's just approved with staff conditions.
Move to approve with the staff recommendations.
Yeah.
Recommendations or conditions?
Conditions.
We gotta have it correct. Is it approved with staff conditions or approved with staff recommendations? Which one?
with that condition.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the motion is on the floor. Without any further comments or questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, motion carries. Thank you, Carol. All right. With that, you're more than welcome to hear a great discussion on what we're going to talk about, or you're free to leave, but if you do so, please do so quietly. All right, we're going to general business. We're going to talk about the reviews. We're going to review the role of the Town Advisory Board and Citizen Advisory Councils in the decision-making processes pursuant to Nevada revised statutes and the formation of the recommendation to assist Clark County Board of Clark County Board of County Commissioners. All right, Mr. Getter, if you wouldn't mind leading the discussion or starting the getting us on a roll.
Thank you. I'll try to be succinct, which is one of the things we're supposed to be. And I hope everybody had a chance to read these.
Why don't you hold on for a minute? I want Carol to give your attention. All right, John, sorry.
Thank you. I hope everybody had a chance to read them. I think what we just saw with item three, I hope, was kind of an example of why we need to be precise, because sometimes errors can be made. And if we approve something with errors, nonetheless, that's what we approve. And Carol, we're here for part of the discussion, but one of the reasons this came up is the very issue we're talking about right here, recommendations or discussion is often substituted as a word for conditions. And they're not the same thing. Recommendations are kind of general, but conditions are hard and fast. And staff discussion can be like our discussions all over the place, but really recommendations. We were having issues with that. I felt that I perhaps hadn't done a good enough job getting everybody up to speed, so I asked that we put this on the agenda tonight. So I think if we really focus on just being clear, and there are sections, I divided this up, if you have the form in front of you, you see the first three bullet points, I would separate those out. The black bullets, not the hollow bullets. And then the next four bullet points, and so on. Because that kind of catches the general approach that we should be taking. The clarity, succinct descriptions of what it is we're trying to do are necessary for the people who are counting on us for our recommendation. I learned that lesson several years ago on a very contentious issue where we had finally reached an agreement with an applicant who was a church to put up, and the neighbors were concerned about parking. So the agreement that everybody agreed, signed off on, said, and no parking signs along the street. Well, the staff then had to wonder, and it took literally months to work this out. Are you saying that there are no signs saying parking? Or are you saying that signs say no parking? So it can seem kind of mundane and arcane, but it is what it is. And so if we do a better job of making sure we're clear on that, I think we serve everybody, including our neighbors that we represent here, much more completely. We can go through these if people really want to, but we're all adults, and I think that basically we just need to understand what the expectations are and how to do it.
That's okay. You're free to go.
I hope that's helpful, and I hope the forms were helpful.
Okay. No, it is. Matt or Carol, did you have any questions, comments about what John is sharing with us?
No real questions, I guess. More of just, it's probably going to come with time as repetitious happens.
Yeah. I think the intent is, I think, my short time here on the board has always been that at least we understand among the board members what the intent is, because I know we've spent a lot of back and forth when in the previous term about what does that mean, what does that mean, and it's okay if we disagree and we vote what we want to vote, as long as we know what we're saying yes or no to. So I would concur. But I do have a question for the board to consider. Based on last week's discussion, or the last meeting's discussion, where some of the representatives for the applicants pulled back on some of the conditions and said, we no longer want the waiver, et cetera, or we would impose conditions. I think that was confused on the applicant's part, where they said, well, just make a condition, et cetera. So I think, John, if you wouldn't mind being a little more articulate than I've been on this issue, because you use a principle which I kind of agree on, is that we need to vote on what's before us and what the process is when the applicants or the representative of the applicants will say, we no longer want the waiver, or we would withdraw the waiver. But you made a good suggestion, is that let's just vote on what we have before us, give the applicant the appropriate time to get their paperwork ready for the next meeting, either before the County Board of Commissioners or the Planning Commission.
I think maybe what you're addressing is on page 3 of the document called Making a Motion, where it talks about possible actions on each motion and the elements therein. And if we stick to that, I think we're covering what you're addressing. The issue the last time, as you don't recall, if I remember correctly, was that there were a bunch of changes made that eliminated the need for some waivers. But the documentation, there had been no documentation. It was only a verbal commitment. And what I suggested, and there was plenty of time to do, and the board eventually agreed, was to give the applicant and the staff time to rewrite the form, the application, before it went to the county commissioners, and perhaps eliminate all of the waivers, which I think they did.
All right. So
but we can't replant it for them.
Point taken. So at this point, are there any other questions or comments from members of the board? Seeing that, John, are you comfortable in
sharing?
Oh, I'm fine.
I just hope that, you know, we can serve the people that are counting on us.
All right, great. Thank you, John, for bringing it up and walking us through your thought process.
Thanks for giving us time and consideration.
All right. All right, so at this time, we'll go back to the item 8, which is comments by the general public. Any comments from the general public? All right, seeing no one really rushing to the front of the room, next meeting will be April 29th. And let's adjourn.
6:48. Thank you.